Hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? Talking Shit Tuesday. That's right. The day we talk shit about everything that has happened. And thank goodness something happened yesterday. Actually, over the weekend, the Notchback decided to puke a head gasket. And you guys saw that video where it just pressurized the coolant system. I'm like, did a thermostat get stuck? I don't know. And then after some driving, you go, oh yeah, it's definitely burning a little bit of coolant. So it pressurized the coolant system, came out of the catch can or the puke can. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do about this? And then over the weekend, Brett Lasala ran a, I'm sorry, on Monday, if I'm not mistaken, Brett Lasala ran a 399 at 180 something, which we knew was possible based on his 4.0 that he did a couple of days or a week before. And of course, the fake congratulations and the fake congratulators are out. And who are they? The 5446 guys. The guys that are the most butthurt that a Coyote that has been developed later on, the 5446, 5.8 guys have had many more years to develop their shit, and they haven't gotten to the realm where the Coyote has gotten to in a relatively shorter time. So that's why I put a thumbnail up there, because they're congratulating him, but you know, deep down inside, they're hating the fact that a 302 cubic inch Coyote cast block
wet deck.
That's right, kids. This thing is flowing coolant through it, still similar to the Lund Racing's Grey Goose motor. That makes it infinitely more impressive than any dry deck situation. I don't give a fuck about Mahovitz. I don't give a fuck about anybody else that runs 70 pounds of boost through their shit. If it's dry deck, it's less impressive than this. We'll talk about the accomplishment. We'll talk about the fake fuckery, fake congratulations. You know those guys. You see them at the track. Hey, buddy, have a good day out there. And then they go back to the trailer. Fuck that guy. He's probably running nitro. Fuck that guy. I love seeing these fake congratulators giving him praise when you and I both know they are talking the maddest shit about the Coyote platform on every single chance post they can get. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the notch, but not before Mr. Bill O'Reilly says hello to the people here.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
They all suck, the fake motherfuckers out there that want to congratulate you, but behind your back, they're saying, fuck that guy, P-Mass! Nick James and P-Mass, that's right, Nick James makes the best cold air on the planet.
Oh, they don't look that good. He looks like a bitch on a donkey.
Put it on, shut up, P-Mass. He didn't have performance, he didn't have performance. I think in California, not 100%, but by every single part you can from them, fuck any other parts house. Parts.com. Use parts. Pull-outs, transmissions, cranker pallets, wheels, tires, transmissions, you name it. Parts.com. Calumet transmission. CalumetTransmission.com. Got his GT350 rolling. Now he's going to put a Whipple on it. He ain't even going to wait. Fuck it. Calumet transmission. Balak. Caleb backwards. The best wheels on the planet, period. Especially if you deal in some work. Do you know what I'm saying? Toyota Solution. Rami's going on Toyota Solution in Puerto Rico. And MFP Australia. I'm like, I'm out of breath. I'm absolutely out of breath. I mean, my allergies are ridiculous. They hit usually right when the sun goes down. And it's like full blast and it's random. It could be raining. It doesn't matter. They just pop up any fucking time. Let's say hi to the people here and we'll get to talking about the fake congratulators and congratulating Brett Lasala and the whole camp. That made that possible. Leon Phelps, Paul Ponthieu, Joe Swiss, Michael Loreno, John Jones, 2000, MCR, Dixon, Monty 540, Monty Dushit, Andy Ali, Donkey, Mac, Travis, Ken Phillips, GT, Mustang, More Pews, More Boost, Cayo Bravo, Maki Mock, Big Jake, Boxy Luxury, Robo, Style, B. Levesh, Angry Saturn, Ray Ray, ATF Cover, Savar Bontner, John Lund, Back Tacoma, Victor Sardone, Dalton Dale, Cocaine, Cornfed Cow, HCFU Grad, Live Strip, Jackson Jeeper, EG Performance, Mr. Intro himself, Rich 5-0, Mark Christensen, Tango, Phil Fez, John Bailey a couple of times live, Michael Locks a couple of times, one of one RTR, two Jizzy Foxbody, Dustin Garrison, Kickflip Jimbo, Gregory Ovich, Anthony Comfort, Cal, Abel Reels, Freedom Ryder, Kickflip Jimbo again, K2AZ, Eric Hill, Jay Bush, New York Fox, Adonis, Ty Herring, Elver, Elverga Larga, Nardi Mikado, Superdad, TN, SO97, Midnight, The Fish, I'm here to get. The Fish? Says The Fish, okay. Abdullah Alabasi, Tony Dominguez, Mendoza's Coyote, Tiller, Nick Nair, Joseph Jarasek, Mercury Motorsports. Let's get all the way to the bottom here. Oh my God, my nose is so fucking itchy. It's not even funny. John Lund, Mercury Motorsports, DJ 337 Speed, Fisco, Justin, Big D, Jake J, I almost had you, Oscar, Thor's Hammer, Cheese, Jesus, Muchacho, Boost Addict, John Lund again, and Black Cap. Oh, let me get on to the posts because my God, my nose is about to explode. I fucking hate allergies. So yesterday, Brett LaSala posted, or this morning, 11 hours ago, says a 3 second pass. Okay, so I'm not sure what to say, but let's go. I hate let's go. I hate that. Just say yay. A 3 second pass that was never a goal of mine with this car and engine combo because it didn't seem very possible. But recently, as we got faster, the community started to ask for it. And we decided to go for it. The accomplishment feels pretty special. I'm very thankful to the group of friends that surround this car to make it what it is and continue to motivate me and push to do what I get the job done. Also, thanks to Raul Torres. By the way, he was a South Miami racer, ended up buying SGMP, turned it around, seems to be doing really good for himself. So here's the time slip. 1060 foot, 26330, 8th of 39 mile an hour, 187. The noise coyotes make cannot be compared to anything else. There's just something about that coyote noise that will never be duplicated in any other platform. So congratulations to them. They ended up going 399, making it the quickest, fastest modular, well, coyote. If you want to micro record it to death, I'm cool with it. If you want to say it's not the quickest to the eighth modular, I don't care because they start bringing up John Mihovitz. There are some guys that have John Mihovitz's cock halfway down their throat. Dude hasn't raced nothing. Dude hasn't won nothing. Dude hasn't been outside in what, 10 fucking years? And y'all still fucking naming that name? Then hey, why don't I just do this? Because you guys want to name that name like if it fucking matters, then let's give MMR their fucking praise for their 5 second coyote. All right, that bitch went 560 something, right? 567 at 265. Oh, but Alex, it's totally different. How is it totally different? Tell me how it's totally different. Billet block, still a coyote? Is a billet 2JZ still a 2JZ? Is a billet LS still an LS? It's a design. So before you gargle on Mihovitz's nuts and scrape the bottom of his sack with your tongue, understand this. It's not the quickest modular anything ever. It's still MMR. And it's a coyote design. Regardless of what your hero runs, all right? You could say it's in a pro mod. Well, where does it stop? Where does pro mod begin and street car start? Firewall? Roof and quarters? Like, you guys that make that distinction are the gayest fucks on the planet. And the thing is, I say this shit out loud. A lot of people think it. And they have that mask of like smiley face, but behind that mask, they're like, fuck that guy, that's a pro mod too. How about this? If you made a chassis and you dropped a body on it, what the fuck's the difference between that and any pro mod? Totally different. Oh, okay, got it, understood. Look, give everyone their fucking props, okay? I know that people are publicly congratulating, but secretly hating. And I understand that. I'm not in that sandbox. I'm a nobody. Who the fuck cares what I think, right? But I will call you guys out that want that. Hey, buddy, I've seen you guys at the track. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Good luck out there in the staging lanes. What's up, man? How you doing? And then when you go home and you think about it, you start popping off on some forums because your Twitter fingers come alive, but they seem to die when you see motherfuckers in person. It is an interesting thing. That's why I think racing is gay. Gay guys do it. Gay guys talk all that shit. And gay guys love to race. Have at it. It's all on you. So congrats. Now, the people that made it possible. Awesome. Fast forward race. Obviously, Brett Lasala. Okay, obviously, he runs the show. Joe Irwin at Fast Forward, building probably the most impressive Coyote engine to date, with retaining a wet deck situation, meaning Brett's probably the only car out of those four that you talk about, Mohovitz, MMR, and anyone else in the low fours, high threes, or low sixes in the quarter that can actually drive his car anywhere because it's wet deck. So you can say micro record this, micro record that. I give everyone their fucking props and their own thing. Like, I don't say Mohovitz has a lesser record than MMR. I don't think Brett has a lesser record than anyone else. I think they all are impressive for what they are. But at the end of the day, I love the absolute fakery and fake congratulators out there that are happy to see it happen, but in reality, always try to put an asterisk on everyone's shit. So we can talk about that, but seriously, congratulations to all those guys, his tuner, his engine builder, himself, Jim, the turbo guy. Congratulations to everyone involved. Like, seriously, impressive shit, and more impressive to me because it's wet deck. If you can't drive that shit on the street, to me, it doesn't fucking matter. Might as well have a fucking rail with a twin turbo Coyote in the back. Same shit to me. Notch back. So, I caught a lot of flack. A lot of people did not like the fact that I aired a video yesterday saying that I'll sell the notchback. Alex, you got to finish the car. You got to run nines. Oh, well, you kids are probably not cut in the cloth of Fox Body stuff. I know what chasing this rabbit down the rabbit hole does. This one would be a potential nightmare, and I'm going to line it out for you why I am selling the notch. Let's say it's just a simple head gasket, burned up right at the combustion area, pressurized the coolant. Best case scenario, I have to replace both gaskets, right? Right. I got to take intake, carburetor, distributor, nitrous kit, valve covers, headers, heads, rockers, push rods, and hope that everything goes perfect in a potential 20-year build or 10 or 15-year build, old build. Hope that the header bolts come out great. Hope that everything comes out swimmingly and that all I have to do is put new gaskets in it and then reassemble all those old parts again and hope everything goes well. I've done the Fox Body stuff in my early 20s all the way to my mid-30s to know enough. And nothing goes to plan with those things. Those things are absolutely a nightmare. You can break a header bolt in the head. You can break a bolt in the fucking block. You can literally chase your tail because you want to, for some reason, appease everybody. When this thing owes me not a goddamn thing. It went 1070. I'm happy. It didn't survive the first nitrous hit. And I said, dude, for $8,000, someone can probably have the patience and time and wherewithal to chase that rabbit down the rabbit hole, replace the gaskets, and potentially have a 9-second stick shift car with a nitrous kit for $8,000. No problem. I made money. I didn't lose money on the car. Everyone's happy. He gets a cheaper car for what it is. I get to make a little money, and now I can concentrate on building the Fairmont, building out the S197, and if in some future I got some money left aside, and I see a clean 86 4i notch, I'll pick it up then and pick up the Fox Body shit another time. I've done it too many times to know that if I try to fix it, the probability that I'll have a non-running car in another non-running car in pieces in the garage, it's not enticing to me, and I had to let it go. Let's talk to the people here, and we'll get after it. Oh my God, Nardi Mercado, what the fuck? I'm saying stock ECU, you guys offer tuning for a standalone. So a lot of people are asking us, like, what are you guys going to do? We're like, nothing, different sandbox. Like, we're in a different sandbox. We're in a sandbox where we can offer stock ECU tuning to people. So Lund Racing sells a product, and it is tuning. So theoretically, the Grey Goose, as long as it stays stock ECU, it can still be relevant in our business. I understand, Craig Walls, but you didn't want a burned up cylinder head. I mean, a burned up gasket, right? You wanted a nice running car you could just tinker with, right? Well, this is more than tinkering. And I had a guy that was begging me before anybody else about this car. This guy was hitting me up on emails before I even said I was going to sell it. He's like, if you ever sell that car, give me first right of refusal. All the way back to the beginning, he's in Georgia. Hit him up. I said, if you're still interested, you're the first guy that ever hit me up about this car. It's yours if you want it. And he's like, absolutely. Didn't say anything about the price. Said $8,000 is worth it. Let's get after it. And that's it. Exactly. An 86 notch would be sweet. So the Lunds, I don't think you're going to chase that. I know what the Lunds are probably going to do. They're probably going to try to go for a 50 in the eighth. You know, we're probably going to try eighth mile stuff because one, it doesn't beat up the car that much. They're probably going to refresh the motor because it's probably due. They're probably going to do some reconfiguring of the oil scavenging and fuel pump and filter location, tweak it here and there. But let's be honest. That car weighs 3,300 pounds. I don't think we're going to ever be in the realm of bottom fours unless we really, really chop that thing up. Now, let's think about that. Imagine the Grey Goose's drivetrain in a 2,500-pound notch. Long arm, Marilat shit, Billy Badass. I mean, dumb. And I wonder why people haven't done that. Now, a lot of people in the modular Mustang game, 5.4, 5.8, 4.6 guys, they have a decision to make. Do you beat your head against the wall trying to blow up your 5.4, 5.8 to keep up with a technologically superior Coyote? Let's just all be very black and white about this. The Coyote is technologically more advanced, and I think that car was pushing close to 60 pounds of boost. We haven't hit 50 yet. I think we hit 52 for a millisecond. We haven't hit 50 off the rip and out the back in the Grey Goose yet. So I don't know why people would even consider a 5.4, a 5.8, if your car weighs 2,500 pounds and not a Coyote from FFRE. Literally, go to Joe Irwin and say, I want what the Lunds and Bread has. Here's money. And... Joe's going to tell you how to do it. Joe's going to tell you, I need dry sump. I need this. Are you going to lock the VCT? Blah, 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 blah. Who's tuning it? Because if you're keeping VCT in it, only one motherfucker, not any other motherfucker, but Lund, can tune it if you got VCT active.
Not one motherfucker.
So, are you willing to have Lund tune it? No? Lock them bitches and go ahead and get your favorite tuner to do your thing. But why haven't anyone, how many 2,500 pound notchbacks are out there running Ultra X LDR? I know I get a different sandbox. But why haven't you guys said, you know what? That motor seems to be rolling out, seems to be holding up pretty good, high 50s, low 60s pounds of boost. We have a good program. We know the suspension shit dialed in. We know we can go quicker than most guys with the proper setup. And if this motor holds up and it puts out the power we think it can, why can't we be competitive in that sandbox? Meaning all street car classes. Let's say you run one specific class and it doesn't pay that much. But you can hit up FL, TX, and World Cup and at least rake in the possibility of having three $10,000 paydays. The possibility. I've always wondered why someone hasn't done that. And maybe it's because they see the Coyote as inferior. Maybe guys are in the 5.4, 5.8, head up their ass, weird sandbox that they're like, no matter what we do, we're going to roll out with this 5.4, 5.8, even though the Coyote over here is technologically superior. It could be that they don't want to go to FFRE for some reason. Maybe they have a relationship with their engine builder and they go, I don't want to go to anyone else but my engine builder. Okay. Like, if I have never been in that world, okay, let's say bird's eye view, I'm watching everything happen, and I go, FFRE motor in Brett's car runs this. FFRE motor in the Lund's car on a stock computer in a 6R80 runs this. Why would you not do that? Like, why would you do anything else? I don't understand it. I don't understand even the thought process. If your goal is to go that fast with a Coyote, you do what the fast guys do. But there are other people like Murder Nova that'll get a Texas Speed motor, Fuel Tech, 10R, third gear leave, and then say, well, you know, we got a lot of work to do. Why didn't you just do what the fast guys do? Because you love beating your head against the wall and you love taking the long road to your destination. Weird, weird, weird to me. No, 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 Chuck. Oh, my God. I'm saying the car. The car. How can I teach these kids? I'm saying a 2,500-pound fox. Chuck, you and I both know that there are probably in the Northeast, Maryland, some North and South Carolina people, some Pennsylvania people, some New York people, there is a 25-whatever specced out notch ready to go in the middle of being built at a chassis shop, in the middle of being built, and people could just be like, all right, I want to be on that program. And then they do the opposite of what the fast guys do in that program. They go to their engine builder. Can you build me a Coyote? Yeah, it's just a motor. What's the big deal? It's just a fucking motor. Combustion. No big deal. How come none of them have been able to do it? It is an interesting thing. But Alex, I want to be special. The Coyote is better option really due to more availability over the 5458. The supercar heads are unobtainium at this point. The problem with 4654 guys is that their engine builder files the camshaft sprockets.
What's wrong with that? The boat retains it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Meanwhile, Mahovitz hasn't been outside in since 2001. 750 horsepower. You need to be around 10. Okay. Which FFR Coyote compression do we get? High compression, low compression? Reason asked is because the Coyotes I've seen are all low compression, maybe because they have all the boost. Carters, what is your goal? I think the Lunds have 10 to 5. I think Brett's is low 11s or 10 to 5. You know, if you're going to shove 55 pounds of boost through the bitch, you shouldn't have 12 to 1 compression. How do you say Chuck's last name? No idea. Wozorinsky. Eric Hill says, because they're not the only ones. LOL. It's too effing easy. They'd rather slam their nuts in the door a few times. Sean Connors, you lost mad weight. I did lose some weight. Some guy said I had cancer. He's like, oh, my mom's an oncologist. I think you got cancer. I gained like 2 pounds today just from eating. So I understand the ego thing. Let's say, okay, I don't think one person that does everything on their car would be the best way to build a car. For example, the Lunds didn't build the motor. The Lunds didn't build the chassis. The Lunds had a hand in building the transmission. The Lunds contracted out a guy to do the Eckart, to do the turbo kit with Lunds' blessing. So there was a team effort, right? When you do everything yourself, you're limited to yourself and you don't have an outsider's perspective. So I think if Alejandro Flores wanted to go bottom sixes, low fours, in the eighth and the quarters, you know, respectively, I'd go, who's doing it? They are. Okay, go to them. Hey, Joe, I need a motor that holds this. Okay, it'll be this. Here's money. Hey, RPM or Reed or whoever the fuck, Bill Eminem. Hey, Eminem and Pro Torque, I need this. I need to do this in a 2,500-pound Fox. It'll be this much money. Here's money. Hey, I need to build a turbo kit. Contract out a guy that knows his shit about turbos. Here's money. And then get a check, you know, and then you put it all together. Get a tuner that's worth a damn and have at it. Nope. There are egos that are about to be deflated. And this Coyote is such an ego buster that it's going to be a problem. You're going to see people in classes protesting. That's right. 500 cubic inch, twin turbo motherfuckers are going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. That 302 cubic inch Coyote on 80 millimeter turbos should weigh more than 3,000 pounds. Listen to those words. Someone is going to protest that car. Something. I don't like the tires. I don't like... No one is going to protest the Lunz because of the fucking 6R80. They're going to go, we're going to look really stupid if we say that the 6R80 is an advantage. A cast case from Ford. Hey, you know, I don't like the fact that they got a 6R80 being controlled by the computer in that car. I think it's an advantage. In what way? That's going to be a fun conversation. Some Malta, India beer money. Get Gen 1 MTD2, 2300 revs below. Or should I stay 373 gears or go back to 331s? Mainly daily driven 331s. If it's a manual, 331s, not Donald Trump. Chuck Wazorowski said, head coup in a kitchen doesn't cook everything. Cook. Correct. Like, correct. Unfortunately, in the Mustang game, most people are retarded. Let's be honest. You know what's nice about being able to say that is because I have insider info. I've been there. I'm in it. I'm not a racer, and I don't care to be a racer, and I don't give a fuck if you race and I don't. It doesn't mean my opinion isn't valid, because I see what y'all motherfuckers do. Y'all goofy, okay? Y'all do goofy shit. You say goofy shit. I've seen it. So I'm kind of blown away that some people out there are going to still beat their head up against the wall and get with a 5.4 and a 4.6 or a 5.8 and try to best the Coyote combo, when all you have to do is go to Joe, spend about $30,000, and say, give me that sauce. Rhino is one of my childhood best friends. Seen him get recognition on the Grey Goose is so awesome. So proud of that dude. Yeah, Ryan Eckhart, good dude in person, personable, gets along, hard worker, does not have to be told what to do. Just does it. Big Al says, rewatch some videos of Donnie's car and just too simple of a combo for easily achievable goals for people to try to reinvent the wheel. Hey, Alex, what do I need to do to go nines? Watch Donnie Renfro's videos. But he has cams. Watch his videos. Everything is lined out. I think I can go 980s, maybe 960s with the stock Gen 1 motor. The rods will let go. It's not a matter of if, it's a when. So I got to prepare for that. So before I start to put a 20% lower and a 69 upper in the bitch, I got to go. I got to have a long block ready to go. Can I get into mid-sixes, 60 to 130 with ESS G3120 on 91 octane and a 10 speed? Yeah, maybe. Now, when you say 91 octane, pump 91 octane, I don't think so. You might need some octane booster and a little more timing to get there with a 120 millimeter pulley on at sea level. Cocaine says, oh, Cocaine 5.0. Got a new Ford Gen 3 long block, gap ranks 26, boundary up. Oh. Why do people mention that as if it's a positive? ARP head says, ARP crank bolt, have 4 LL2 kit on hood, E85. Hood E85? Like what? Like Riviera Beach E85? What power range would you say it's safe to bet on? I don't even know how many pounds of boost you're running. I don't even know how many pounds. Get out of here. He said boundary. Just want to say, rest in peace, Kelly Nate. Yeah, so Kelly Nate passed away over the weekend or last week. Awful to hear. I hate to say it's part of racing because it kind of is, but it doesn't make it better. He meant a lot to a lot of people, especially on the West Coast and just the racing community in general. I never knew the guy, never met the guy, but watched him race plenty of times and thought, this motherfucker knows what the fuck he's doing. This guy gets down. All of his cars ride out. So, yeah, condolences to him and his family. Did you see Aldo on the Ghost Soft podcast? No, I did not. I'm not going to watch that fucking thing. You understand? They gave a platform to somebody that attacked me on a personal level, not a professional level, when I have never gone in on them. And he agreed with it. Oh, yeah, he's like that. Oh, maybe he's like, he started fanning the flames. And the other guy was like, oh, yeah, watch, this is going to get spicy. Watch this, watch this. So that podcast can go suck my fat nuts, like forever. I don't care who's on it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that podcast. I have a journal bearing turbo. What is the advantage, disadvantage of ceramic one? Don't care. I beat my head against the wall trying to get a Gen 3 Rush Blower to work. Thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours fucking wasted. So I said from the get-go that the Gen 3 Rush Blowers are trash. And a lot of people go, why doesn't Lund tune them? They're trash. You don't get it. Their IATs are ridiculous. You're going to be band-aiding them forever. You're going to make up to 800 horsepower and be done because IETs are going to be ridiculous. And the reason I knew that is because when I worked at VMP, we had one in the Track Attack. You know, the one that saw a bear? Oh, shit, a bear. Woo. And that made big power, but the IETs were ridiculous. And we, after a bunch of testing, I went, bro, fuck this blower. They give you a tiny little inlet in the front, big 2650 rotor pack in a little case, narrowed out the intercooler brick, made it less efficient. And I'm like, so they made a worse blower than the Gen 2. So you're saying watching Murder Nova is not the way to go to build the F-150? Exactly. Actually, I'm actually happy that Murder Nova is doing what he's doing. Because now you know what not to do, right? You just go, well, what is the most retarded way of making a fast F-150? I know. Get a Texas Speed motor. Get a Whipple 3.8. Have FuelTech tune it. Nothing against FuelTech. Lock out the cams. Launch in third. Like, what the fuck just happened there? Say, Alex, I'll be on E85 soon with my ESS 6-speed Gen 3. I want to touch mid 700 horsepower on the G2 blower. Damn, good luck. You need like 105mm pulley on that bitch. Should I keep the 355s or 331? Savar, I don't even know the year of your vehicle. If it's a manual Gen 2 or Gen 1, do 331s. Someone just posted a video. Calvin just had his tow rig trailer and race car stolen. Okay. Gen 3 Turbo started getting some smoke out the catch can. Any idea? Wait, Gen 3 Turbo started getting some smoke out the catch can. Any idea? Your ring land probably popped, so do a compression check. When you copy someone, you'll always be just as fast, never faster. Words uttered by people who aren't as fast with that same platform. I was done an upper 700s. Blower cost me a stock motor, blew cats multiple times, etc., etc. Unk, I bought a ProCharger 6-speed with a Gen 3. What should my next level... Okay, Unk, I bought a ProCharge 6-speed Gen 3. What should my next step be for 800 wheel? You take that Pro Charger and you throw it in the fucking closest river you can find. You buy an ESS kit. You get a 110mm pulley. You get a E85 and a 1000cc injector. Matt Oliver says, Murder Nova F-150 Coyote build is equivalent to the Turvy roll cage build welding job. Clip Clop, been a member with the Holly Haram, what do you call it, logo. Became a Putila, it was a Putila member. And in class, but check, what class? Turuviate Racing is in the house. By the way, Turuviate, you legit look like a dyke. So, someone showed me a screenshot of your video. And I'm like, is Turvy turning into like a dyke? Because he was skinnier before. But now he's eating. You know, he's eating. He's doing good for himself. Weight reduction ideas. 89 whole views. He's talking about weight reduction. Never mind that the car doesn't even fucking run. He's talking about weight reduction all of a sudden.
Just for the clutch. And
he doesn't even pay for his software, this motherfucker. You motherfucker, pay for your software, bro. Fuck that. It's free. Bro, you look legit like a fucking dyke from Northampton. You look like if I go to Northampton, Massachusetts, and I go out to dinner, there's two people like this kissing, and they're both women. I don't know what the hell's going on with you, bro. Maybe you need to cut that hair. I like you bald, looking like American History X a little bit. This is not a good look. And this is even worse. You look like a dyke school teacher in this shit. what is this? Is this a vest? Bro, what are you wearing? Oh, man, I love you. I love you.
All the wiring out. But
look at that. Doesn't it look like a girl? like a total dyke?
I feel like there might be failed components, probably from moisture in the air.
Do you have a tattoo on your ear, or is that an earring?
Or maybe there's a damaged wire that I couldn't see, but I'm going to go ahead and...
Yeah, that 5 o'clock shadow is really... Seriously, you legit look like a dyke. We need to do something about that, whether it's a haircut or just lose a little weight. I don't know, but it's not a good look. It's not a good look. The snake ring is in there. I saw it. Alex, I got a 13 F-150 regular cab. Going to mimic your GT build. Let's go. Please tell me you're fucking kidding. Merc Stang James, please Tell me you are fucking kidding with that comment. You're going to copy my Gen 1 build with a Gen 1 F-150? I love you. That's crazy. Turvey about to go fly fishing. He doesn't look fully developed yet. He looks a little off. He looks like he's transitioning, someone said. Him, Farley, needs a Turvey wig. Jason Atkins says, that doesn't look like the interior of a Subaru Forester. Who welded that crossbar? Helen Keller? Look, it's not that bad. Okay, I guess we're going to have to go through his video. Let's just kind of go through it. See what's if it's anything interesting. Okay. Oh, there's the motor. Hey, it looks like you cleaned that splatter. He finally cleaned that fucking radiator splatter that he had all over.
Aside from the three mil-spec plugs that I want.
His fucking hand. I lose it when I see that ring finger.
And that brake booster will be completely gone. So I will have a fairly clean engine bay.
Oh, look at the overflow tank. Why is it way the fuck over there? Why isn't it in the stock ass location, dude? Like, what is happening with you? I'm looking. What is this? Why did you angle the radiator? Wait, is this the radiator that's still duct taped together? Is this still the... let me see. He never fixed the radiator shroud. He's still got duct tape. It's still duct tape. Look at that. Bro, I love you. I love you. You know, and he got walls up in his shed, so that's good. Ah, oh, good for you, Turvey. Don't ever change. Don't ever change. You give me just endless entertainment. Alex Chill, he's a rock star. He's in the rock star era. We'll Talk Entertainment says, is the 24 RTR worth the money? We'll Talk. What do you think the RTR is? Before, I know it's a towel. It's just too, I'm not going to keep using tissues. What do you think the RTR is? Do you think the RTR was made somewhere else where Ford's like, wait a minute, stop the presses, stop the assembly line. That's an RTR VIN number. Put the really powerful Gen 3 motor in there, or the Gen 4 motor in there. Put the Tremec T56 in there. Put the Ford 9-inch in the back. It's a GT with stickers and wheels. Is it worth it to you to pay extra for a GT with stickers, a body kit, and wheels? And it'll perform the exact same as every other fucking GT that rolls off the assembly line. Theo really made me get a YouTube Premium and got to get rid of the VMS and got welds. Good. God damn it. Best root style blower for a Gen 3. I've heard you say Whipple's not the move, so Edelbrock is the best option right now. Look, I've never said anything that Whipple's suck. I'm just not a fan of the power delivery Whipple's give you. You know what I mean? It's soft down low at pump gas levels. And in order for you to really feel anything, you have to put a 20%. You got to boost it over fucking 15, 16, 17 PSI so that it feels like it's leaving the line halfway decent. It's just not a blower, in my opinion, that lends itself to like racing. Now, do they have Whipple blowers that they race? Sure. They ship these factory experimental out, 6 blowers for a race just in case. Poured it to death, 9,000 RPMs. Shit, you can't get on the street. So you can't go to like an NMCA race or anything like that, or NHRA race, and go, oh my God, I want that Whipple. Now, you're not going to get some crazy, you know, export crazy stuff that they offer race car guys. It's just not going to happen. I want to make sure I'm not missing something, because sometimes Junior hits me up and, you know, gives me pointers and shit. What did it say here? $399 is what? I gotta find that. So apparently, Senior got a little spicy up here in the comments section. Where is it? Where is it? I want to find it. Oh, shit. Apparently, he was out there talking that mad shit. Where was You guys missed it. That no one caught it. I think they respect Senior so much that they're like, okay, we definitely saw he misspelled something, but you know, I'm not gonna say nothing. But I gotta find it. Senior could have it, easily have it. Multi controls it nicely. Okay. Yes, Edwin, if the six are holds. Where is it? Okay, it was at what minute mark? I gotta see it. It doesn't say the minute mark. Damn it. I wish I could see it. Cause I guess Chuck. I gotta find it. Unless he erased it. Did he erase it? Let me see. Chuck. Oh, come on, Alex. I hope I didn't miss it. Someone pointed out to me on the chat. And I want to see if it's still there. It looks like it's gone. Damn it. Oh, well. It's gone. Okay. Basically, he mistyped cooking. He typed in cocking. Just saw an S650 on my way home from work. Looks terrible in person, especially the rear. LaSalle and Lund making people with Coyotes run less than sixes feel slow. Look, there's a lot of fast combos out there, and a lot of the combos are limited. Oh, my God. Jesus. John, love you for the money. Appreciate that. Thank you. My God. He says, buy Tony some treats. We love that little guy. He's right here. Tony, want to say hi? Come on up. Say hi. They want to see you. Let me get this out of there. There you go. So Tony been chilling today. He's been actually really quiet. So I don't know if he's suffering from allergies too, but he's actually been good today. Turvey hits $399 in the 1 foot race. I'd argue that the SCT Shelby in a different category than Celine Roush stuff. Different motors, trans brake, body panels, not a GT, just a few bolt ons. Got it. What's the best log to send to check fuel pressure to see if a pump is dead? If you have a Gen 3, luckily they have a fuel roll pressure sensor. We just require one wide open throttle pull to about 7,000 RPMs. If we see the fuel pump or the fuel rail pressure trending down, then we know you have a bad pump. And it is extremely common to have a stock pump fail on a Gen 3. I had one fail. I mean, I had a bunch of stuff fail on the 18. The Gen 3 19 had VCT issues, had cam reversion issues, had loss of VCT at idle. It was just, that's why I don't like Gen 3. And I would never recommend a Gen 3 to anybody, honestly. Did you share another? Oh, wait a minute. EG shared something with me on Turuviate Racing. Oh, my God, guys. EG shared something with me. I got to see it because if it's a Turuviate intro, bro, we gotta play that shit. Let me see. He said the Turuviate intro is ready. It's not my best, but it should just do fine getting the point across. Guys, we're going to go see this. Oh, let's see what the deal is. So EG making a debut of the Turuviate intro. He's jacked. Look at the car.
Piece of sheet metal that I used to bind the tubular front end to the chassis.
Made some progress on my car, but it's not done yet.
Car still runs, starts, sort of drives.
I put in a 12 fuse box, although
wire.
I want to make my
look at the wire.
And myself, I was able to lay some decent beads, but I had a hard time sparking it. And whenever I would finish a bead, it would trip the breaker, so I can't really keep the box down.
Oh my Lord, I love you, bro. Fuck. You know, can you guys contribute? Like EG contributes, please. That shit is amazing. Come on. Gotta love it. I love how everything's like, well, I fucked this up and then that happened and then this happened. The Waffle House shirt. Good job, EG. Boy, we need people like that, a lot more people like that on this chat to contribute. Native says, nah, who did this? What the fuck is going on, bro? Yeah, I love it. I love it because, see, again, I suspect Turvey is a troll. I suspect. And if he is a troll, he is like, what do you call that acting method that actors have to like live? Like people that play the Joker, they live like the Joker like 24/7. Method acting. That's right. I think he's a method actor. I think he's like, yeah, I really fucking suck at everything, man. Yeah, I'm gonna on purpose wire something like absolute shit and like think it's awesome. And like then he believes it. It's like he is his own Stockholm Syndrome captor. Oh, shit. Some a torque. It twisted the chassis. Exactly. They're going to contribute a strike. That's okay. You guys saw live. And if I have the copyright, remove it later. No big deal. Yes. Method acting. So, okay. Again, and talking about the coyote stuff, I really would hope that, boy, after seeing what those motors are capable of at their highest level, again, guys, I'm not here to talk shit on motor builders or anything like that, but there has been only one Coyote motor builder that has been able to showcase what that motor can do in a driving capacity, in a performance capacity, in a drag and drive capacity, in a quarter and eighth capacity with the proper chassis. All we need is a guy, a loaded guy, that has a fucking notchback that is cut up, ready to go, throw that sauce in it, and see what that motor can really do in a lighter chassis. I think it'll be good. Funny shit I've seen in a long time, exactly. He's good. He's good stuff. EG gets it. I think you have to kind of be in the know of the show to understand what we want to put out there. That BMX running TBM brakes, Alex? No, and apparently, Jeremiah Kemp was telling me about his TBM brakes. Apparently, the brakes are good for one stop. If you got to stop again fast, it's a problem. Again, guys, I love you. If you're going to buy TBM brakes, make sure it's a race car. Make sure it's not a daily car. Daily brakes, if you have a heavy street car, you should have Billy Badass brakes in it. Whether it's six pop Brembos, Wilwoods, something. This weird craze about putting Suron brakes on your fucking Billy Badass 4,000 pound, 1,000 horsepower car is crazy to me. He's a meth odd troller. This is not a game. More like a meth actor. Turvy is a method actor. Got it. Method actor. I get it. The method jokes. Meth. I get it. Too clean of an intro. Way too clean. Turuviate 352. EG, chop sound clips so we can enjoy these without the strike, please. You should offer Turvy a tune. EG intro fund. Exactly. Now, EG, tell me what email to send you money to or what PayPal or whatever. I'll send you a little coin. If I could just send it to the email that you sent me the clips to, I'll send you something tonight. I forgot to send you something Sunday. So Ken Phillips says, do you think the fear of the unknown change keeps these guys from jumping into coyote stuff? Yes. When you're at that level, when you're at that level of racing, you have a relationship with your transmission builder. You have a relationship with your engine builder. You have a relationship with your chassis guy, right? And when something doesn't work, the fingers get pointed in all different directions. You have a tuner, chassis guy, engine builder, and trans builder. So if the trans guy gets blamed for the engine thrust based on the lockup schedule, well, they go tuner, right? Then tuner goes, what about the engine guy? Then the engine guy goes, what about the converter guy? And then it becomes a round robin of bullshit. And I understand it because I've seen it. How many times have we seen a motor break and then we're like, what converter's in it? Oh, let's not go down that. Alex, relax. So, a couple people just got that knot in their stomach. Oh, so they're risking losing somebody if they want to go faster with a coyote. Now, if I have an engine builder that's been building my 5.4, 5.8s, or 4.6s, I'm going to say, hey, no offense to you, I want to try an FFRE motor in this thing. If the engine builder says, fuck them, they suck, they're crazy because it's been proven. Or he would understand. He goes, hey, man, no problem. I specialize in 4.6, 5.4, 5.8 stuff. If you ever want to come back, I'll be here for you. Cool. Keep the relationship open. But egos are too big in this industry. And imagine if a car is known to have a blah, blah, blah motor. That's the other thing. Every car that goes out there at that capacity is representing somebody. Lund is the anomaly. Lund goes, we just want to go fast. Motherfuck, who builds it? We just want to go fast. And other builders that build their own shit, they're putting themselves on display. But let's say you have a car that has been a grudge car, the car that has gotten after for a long time, and everyone knows your motor builder. It has sent so much business to your motor builder. And then you say, I got to get an FFRE Coyote Stage 4. Aluminum rods, wet deck. I want to do drag and drives. I want that motor in my shit because I got a 2,500-pound Fox waiting for it. Well, everyone that followed you and you had blah, blah, blah racing run your shit and now you have another motor, it becomes an issue. And I would understand if someone like an FFRE said, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. Because you are now tied with this engine builder and I don't want to get in the way of that and I don't want the drama. And I would totally understand that. So what you got to do if you want to appease everybody is you get a brand new fucking car. I'm sorry. That's how crazy it is in this game. And that's the problem with like sponsorship stuff. When a car is known to represent a certain part, it's like a team or gang thing. You run this motor, you run this trans, and we all roll with you, so we're all on this camp. But then all of a sudden, you want to go here because you want to do dragon drives with a Coyote, then we feel a little butthurt about that, and we might not support you, but you got to make a decision as a race car guy. Do I want to go fast with my shit to compete in these events, or do I want to appease everyone that has got me to this point so far? That's really your call to make. Jeremiah Camp, he said he wanted to drive your car again. Yeah, Jeremiah has some brake issues. He wants to get the brakes figured out. Jeremiah Camp has TBM brakes on his car, right? Remember, guys, I told you, do not put bicycle brakes on your street car? Right? I told you that a long time ago. You got to have heavy, big, robust brakes so you can go, so you can stop multiple times. Because your 3,000-pound car slows down from 200 to 100 in one stop. Okay, now go ahead and do it again with those little bicycle brakes. Go ahead. Go 200, slam the brakes. Then go 200 again as if you're mimicking roll racing on the highway with your friends and slam on the brakes again. What do you think will happen? The pads are going to be flying off the bitch. That's Sasso, man. They don't have the cam key grinding tool for the Coyote platform. I need a not one motherfucker shirt. Not one motherfucker shirt.
Not one motherfucker.
Hey, does anyone make merch? Because look, I can't get into the merch game, but I have ideas, and I'd love to be able to provide you guys stuff to buy to represent the show and some of the sayings that we got going on here. But I can't have a guy fuck me, because a lot of people that offer me shit just want to bend me over and ram it, and I'm good. No thanks. Can't wait to see TBM brakes, drag pack, any 10-speed starts popping up. Now, this is my issue with racing. I don't want anyone sign on my shit. You know what I mean? I just want to go racing for me. Because when you're racing for someone else, then all the fun goes away. You can't talk shit, right? Like imagine my car says Lund Racing on the side. It says Lund Racing, sponsored by Lund Racing, da 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 da. And I'm at a track event and I beat someone I really hate and I just start grabbing my crotch and be like, yeah, fuck this guy, piece of shit, da da da. Now I'm representing Lund Racing officially and it's a bad look. But if the car is just your car that you built and yes, you bought an FFRE motor, you bought a good trans, but they're not sponsoring your shit, you're free to do whatever the fuck you want. And that's where I want to get to. I don't want to have my car be a sponsor-driven build. I've had offers to get stuff for my 13 GT already. Suspension companies, header companies, blower stuff. And I'm like, nope, I know what I want to do. I want to build Donnie's combo. That was perfect because I vetted the shit out of it and I know exactly what to do. So I'm going to go ahead and if people want to offer me free stuff, I'm going to say no, thank you. I'll buy it used or new off of my own deal. I don't want any deals because I want to be able to say that whatever I want to say because there's no one can ever post my car and say, Alex's car went this fast because of this innocuous part. The only brake weight reduction recommended to people is a two-piece rotor for the factory Brembos. 16 pounds out the front end, and you still have 15-inch six-piston fronts. Four-piston, Ian Oz, if it's Gen 2. TBM brakes are made to work in conjunction with a parachute. Yo, Unc, building a Gen 2 PD blower car. Going for 750 wheel, E85 dual pumper. Hey, Jacob, I don't know what. Okay, boost, positive displacement. Okay. E85 with a dual pump turn system. Do you recommend buying drive shafts, axles, and anything else? Yes, drive shaft and axles, both if it's a Gen 2 car. You need it. You need that. You need the IRS bracing, the stop the hop kit, the Steeda drag springs, the whole nine yards, if you want it to hook. Definitely represent real car motherfuckers out there. Look, I'm not a real anything. But what I don't want is to owe anyone anything. I don't want to owe you a sponsorship. I don't want to owe you a shout out. You know how difficult it was for me to drive around my red car around my town with a big fucking VMP logo on the side? And when I took it off after I bought the car, oh boy, the looks I got when I removed the big dumb VMP logo from my red car. Sheesh. DNA says, need to keep the wife busy. We can do one motherfucker shirt and a turvy cup. Well, come up with some designs because it's Mr. Pena or my face and put in not one motherfucker, but Dan Pena. If you guys don't know where Dan Pena or the not one motherfucker clip came from, Dan Pena about global warming. Some lady goes, you guys with the money. You guys with the money. And you're always talking about this blah, blah, blah. And he goes off about, here it is. Not one motherfucker.
If the water on the planet is going to rise up.
Okay. Where is... Oh, I hate that when they take his clip and then they grab it and do something else. I just want to see him. I want to see nothing but Dan Pena. Nobody else. Dan Pena, not one motherfucker. Not one motherfucker. Not one motherfucker. I got to find it now. See, now I'm screwed. Now I have to find it.
If the water on...
Okay, just...
Baited it. In the cosmos of time, it's not a fart in the wind.
That's it.
Okay, this guy's reviewing it. Please don't review it. Please just play the clip. Oh my god, he just goes on about global war. Oh, forget it. I'm done. I just want the original clip. Let me find original clip. Dan Pena, global warming, original clip. I hate when people grab it and do their own stupid thing. Can't find it. Here we go.
Let's just take Florida, for example.
It's a fucking short. Fuck you. Fuck everything. Fuck this thing. Fuck it. I'm done. I tried. do you think the exact same setup for everything in another car, like a Fox or something? Of course, John. Fox body John. You don't think the Grey Goose's setup or Brett LaSala's setup in a 500-pound lighter chassis can go quicker? Come on. Hey, Alex, according to the ET calculator, a 2,500-pound car with 3,000 horsepower would go 358 in the eighth and 548 in the quarter at 261. Dude was dropping facts in that video. Exactly. Alex, do you consider a 399 streetcar? Yeah, of course. Look. So his car does not race on anything available on the street. I think it's pure methanol. It's got an air-to-air intercooler. So what is your definition of streetcar? Everybody here has a different definition of streetcar. Some of you psychos think that a top-fuel dragster with a license plate and pump gas on a Hemi driving down Clematis is a streetcar.
It's on the street.
I don't think my GT500 is a streetcar. It's got a roll cage in it. Smash my head everywhere. It runs on good ethanol. It's got 12-to-1 compression. It's got a faceplate of T56. That is not a streetcar. In my opinion, Brett LaSala's car can drive on the street, but I personally do not consider that a streetcar, regardless if he can do a 1,000-mile trip and then get to the track, put methanol in it, and run a 3 in the 8th and a 6.2 or 6.1 in the quarter. To me, that is a race car that can drive on the street. A street car, to me, is a street car. Whatever amenities came with it should still be in it. if it has monkey bar cages and all this stuff, that's not a, to me, that's not a streetcar. The exact same setup like that in a Fairmont. Ah, Fairmont's a piece of junk. Ben Me, Ram It, it isn't what BMR stands for. Power to Weight, Whipple. Hey, Alex. Gerardo Lucatero says, holy shit. Dude, just subscribe to my Patreon with a question like that. I got my 14 Mano GT, CJ, blah, 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 blah. Tricky Tune, get the fuck out of here. Wait. I got my 14 Mano GT, CJ, Twin 60. Okay, you got a Gen 1 CJ. That's all you need to do. Gen 1 CJ, full deal. Versus a 14 manual ported 18 manifold. You have a CJ. If you get beat by that car, you can't drive. If you get beat by an 18 manifold Gen 1 versus your Cobra Jet manifold Gen 1, you should sell the car and get into like a Tesla. Crawls through window. It's a street car. Exactly. If your car does not have a handle that opens traditionally. Look, I'm sorry. Street cars to me are cars you can drive on the street safely. That you can drive on the street. That you can do pumpy 85. And that's about 1,000 wheel. Like maybe a pumpy 85 testing at 85%. You can get away with 1,000 wheel. Maybe a little more. And it'd be fine. No problem. And that car's probably going to be a low 9 or high 8 second car. And you could still say street car. Got AC, got HVAC, power door locks, stock doors, all glass, all steel, ASAG. Oh, by the way, prerequisite for a street car, ASAG. All steel, all glass. No fucking shit in the front. Windows don't roll up because they got a fucking frame around them. Plexi shit, no. No. All steel, all glass is a prerequisite for a street car. In my world. In your world, it doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck. Cool. You're asking me. No one's asking you. If you can't drive it to Miami, to New York comfortably, not a street car. On 85, do you think I can make a 9-second run? I have a 14 manual, 373 CJ packs and Novi, 3.6 pulley. You need a 3.4 or a 3.3 pulley and at least a 1.560 foot. So you have to launch it at about 6,000 RPM. So is it possible? Maybe. Dope says, 1450 PSI E85 too much for stock Gen 3 Coyote daily driving. Why are you daily driving on 15 PSI go? What is this weird fascination with 1,000 horsepower and daily driver? You know those two things make no fucking sense, right? 1,000 horsepower daily driver is so stupid sounding. It's not even funny. Why don't you just pull it down in boost? Why do you have to drive around on kill? That's how Donnie fucked up his motor. The reason Donnie got rid of his car. Okay, maybe you guys don't know this story. Oh, wow. This cracked really good. Donnie went to the track where he ran 9-1. Right? That was the quickest, fastest pass he ever did. The next day, he broke the diff on the car. I'm sorry. Yes, he broke the diff or the trans. He either broke the forward planetary because he had a stock forward planet, or he broke the diff. One of those two. Fixed that. This was after already putting in a Gen 2 short block. This was after busting the transmission a couple of times, and now the rear end or transmission broke again. So now he's driving around on a 69 millimeter pulley. He loves that torque feeling where the converter locks up and he just lunges forward. I'm like, coyotes don't like to be lugged. So he was lugging it all over town. And one day he started pressurizing the coolant system. And he's like, I'm trading this bitch in. Took everything out, traded it in, vaya con Dios. Because he drove around on a kill setup all the time. If you'd have been driving at an 85, 82 millimeter pulley, 700 wheel, that thing would have lasted for years. And then take it to the track, throw a 69 on there, run your low 9, come off the track, put the 82 back on there, drive home. No, he drove it on kill all the time. And it killed the motor. I'm 11 PSI currently. Okay, then leave it on 11 PSI. When you want to go to the track, pull it down to 14 to 50 PSI. Term Hater says, full interior, carpet, factory door panels, radio, no roll cage, headliner, etc., etc. Street car, HVAC, no roll cage. I'm sorry. The moment you put a roll cage in your car, it's not a street car. Because who likes getting in a car that if you move the wrong way, you smash your head on some chrome molly shit or some tab that mounts on something and you stab your head on it? heaven forbid, you get in a fender bender and you look like Mike Tyson caught you in a fucking alley somewhere in a little fender bender because you smashed the front bar, smashed the rear bar, smashed everything around you. That's not a street car. Always drive on wastegate, about 7 to 8 PSI, and Gen 3 twin turbo. No tube chassis, drives on the fuel the race is on, exhaust out the back, windows that roll down. Windows that roll down. That's a good one. On the Street Alpha podcast, on one of the clips, I'll show it to you because it was taken out of context, but I appreciate Street Alpha podcast. Where the fuck's my shit? This is a great explanation of what a street car is to me. Oh my god, it's tracks and they go street car, no plates, no interior, fuel tech, no HVAC. What are you talking about, street car? So a street car needs to be able to drive and race on fuel you can find on the street. You can't find ethanol 1R methanol on the street. That's not a street car. I don't give a f- if it runs on 87 octane to and from the track, and then at the track you put methanol in the bitch. Now it's a race car. You could take a top fuel dragster, put pump gas, and drive it down the street. That doesn't mean John Force owns a street car. If it came with power locks, they gotta work. If it came with power windows, they gotta work. If it came with AC, it has to work. Some people say, as long as it drives on the street, it's a street car. Cool. I think that's a race car. That's it. And that's my definition. I don't understand what's so controversial about that. Like, you can disagree, but you'd be wrong. Half of these street cars would be totaled if they went through a hand car wash. I'll catch you in an alley somewhere, says P. Diddle Diddy. Roll cage can kill you in an accident without a helmet. Did you see the tamper-proof PCB connectors on new Ford vehicles? Don't know what you're talking about. Alex, please tell me you're going to replace the notch with a 350. It's on my bingo card. No way. You know what I'm going to replace the notch with? Money, so I can finish the Fairmont. I received photos of the Fairmont. Guys, it's not bad. Let me see. Oh, look, Pure Driving Solutions has 10R80 stuff. That's cool. 862, though, so it's not super impressive, but it's not bad. So I'm going to show you some pictures of the Fairmont. Shout out to 1320 Fabrication, Jason Abbey, up in Maryland. That's where the car is currently. I didn't want to say anything because you guys are fucking weird. But I'm going to email myself some pictures and I'll show you guys what's going on to give you an update on the Fairmont. And we'll go from there. Oh my God, so many photos. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The mini tub alone was worth it because I actually have room for activities. You know what I'm saying? And I sent it to 50 Alex. There we go. And we'll see. I'll show you guys some of those pictures so we can, you know, get you caught up on the Fairmont action. Again, we started talking about notchback being sold. I got a guy coming down the weekend to get it. $8,000, get it out of here. I don't want to chase that rabbit hole. If he can do the work himself, he might have himself a potential 9-second stick shift car if the head gaskets are fixed. So hopefully it's an easy fix for him and we can go from there. Okay, so check it out, guys. Pictures of the Fairmont. So mini tub. So I want to be able to shove a lot of tire in there. So shocks are now inboard. See right here? Shocks are now way inboard. Got a set of AFCOs, I think, or Mensers. I forget. I think AFCO. Way there in there. Tons of room for tire, baby. Now I don't have to fuck with offsets. I don't have to fuck with spacers. I can just bolt them right up. The roll cage is looking dapper. We got chrome molly everywhere. Big main hoop. It's a 850 legal cage. So it goes over everything, through the dash, into the front. The back, it's got bracing right here. I think he did some funky stuff underneath that he hadn't shown me pictures of. Look at the tub, baby. I'm going to fit so much tire. I'm going to try to fit. I mean, it's going to be a 275, no bigger than a 275 6015. But the fact that it's being done, and remember, Turvey, this, it does not as good as Turvey's cage, but it's pretty damn good. I left the door panels on there so that he was able to, you know, make sure it's clearance. This might be for a net. I'm not 100% sure. But it's going to be interesting to get in and out of there. So definitely not a street car. Front half. The main thing I wanted to do on this car was shed some weight. They were able to shove the tubes right through the bitch. Front half, we were able to eliminate a lot of the unnecessary stuff in the front. So what's going to more than likely happen is when it comes back, I'm going to go ahead and look for a guy to paint this. I want the engine bay painted. I want the roll cage painted. I want the interior painted black and maybe the roll cage, the beige color. The bumper eventually is going to go because it's a big, heavy bumper. But I love the fact that they mounted it to the stock bumper. So whatever part I use would go in a stock-ish location. Let me just clear this out so that you guys don't see in case I hit something I shouldn't see. And this is the rear. In the rear, we had a huge void because of the tank. Everything is going to be in the front. Fuel tank's going to be in the front. I'm not going to have anything in the back because I want minimal lines, minimal anything. If I have anything come out the back, it is a catch can setup. Look at the mini tub. Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I can't wait to get it back. Put the Bell Axe underneath there and see how all everything pans out. But yeah, they did a good job in my opinion. It's they're mounting the intercooler and the radiator right now. And that'll be it. And the torque boxes have been redone. Yes. Torque boxes, everything have been redone, Johnny Trans. When the car shows up, I will go ahead and get you guys on game. Oh shit, did I not show you photos? I hope the photos came through. Someone says show comparison. You're gonna regret not getting a Turvybuilt chassis, Alex. Four ride notchback HCI, full exhaust, cruising sounds, nice and drama free. Nah, if I'm gonna get a notch, it's gonna be pretty nasty. Badass, what something like that cost more or less? Badger GT500, about $20,000. Now you guys see why I have so many things in the fire. The GT500 engine stuff, the head stuff, the short block stuff, ZR1 clutch stuff, Fairmont stuff, notch stuff. You understand why selling the notch is important, because it did for me what it needed to do. It got my tinkering needs out of the way. I'm going to make some money on it. That money can get reinvested into the Fairmont and I can get the Fairmont turbo kit. I got the motor. It's a Coyote motor. I got to figure out whether I'm going to do carbureted or not. What are the goals? If it's sevens, then now that I know good about carburetor stuff, I'm going to do some talking. I'm going to find some people, and I need about 20-something PSI to go sevens, about 1,100 wheel. I'll probably try to do that. That engine bay needs an aluminum small block four that's been 650s. Okay. So, okay, Craig Walls, let's talk about that. Dry deck, right? Dry deck. You're not going to drive it on the street, but I'd like to. There goes that. And it needs a refresh. So let's say your motor gets me, and then I got to do Holly your fuel tech, right? Okay. So let's say I buy your motor at, let's say, $25,000, or maybe 30. Now I got to send it out to someone I trust and have them redo the whole thing, right? That's what? 10 grand? So now I'm into it for $35,000, okay? And then the motor, just the motor. Then I got to make a turbo kit. Then I got to get all the stuff to control it. Dude, I love you. My goals are high sevens. I love you. I want it. I want it bad, but I don't want to have to. It's more money. It's way more money. I love you, Craig. It's just I don't have that kind of coin. But a six second Fairmont would be scary. A chrome wrapped fiberglass bumper would be awesome, lightweight, but look stock. Caught touching the wall, get too many projects, dry dit. No way you're gonna go carbon that, bro. Okay. EFI stock ECU would be awesome. I know nothing new for you, but it makes so relatable for the average guy looking to build one. Small block four tax would make it like seven times more than a Coyote swap. Would you drag and drive the Fairlane at least once? I don't have a Fairlane. You're turning into a car hoarder. Don't sell the Fox. Okay, yes, yeah. What do you want me to do? You want me to fix it? And what if something else is fucked up? Tell me, what are you going to do with my money? Tell me how to spend my money, please. Please tell me how to spend my money. Oh my God. Raul, get on game. I love you. Get on game. Go look at the channel. I have too many projects. So if you don't know what cars I have, okay. But once the Fairmont comes back, it's full speed ahead on that guy. Take the money from the Fox body. I need seats. I need harnesses. I need a steering column. I need a bunch of little odds and ends that's going to cost thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. Go buy that Galaxy back. Oh. Jamie Easton says, if you go carb, that shit would be so iconic. Not going to lie. We will seriously talk in old school, and I love it. I want to go carbureted Coyote. And this is why. analog. I understand there's going to be issues. I understand there could be distribution issues. I understand there could be boost issues. I understand all of this. I've already done a 870 Coyote EFI, and I had nothing but issues with the fuel system. Guys, I had so many issues with sensors, O2 sensors, wiring all over the place. I want the least amount of wires in this thing. And the carburetor will at least eliminate most of the fuel injection side of things. And what's going to fail on a carburetor if it's boost reference? The carb itself. One of the metering blocks. Something in the carb. If an injector gets stuck, no. Wiring harness, no. So I have to figure out what's going to fire the plugs, which is going to be probably an MS3. And I got to figure out the boost situation. So I got to probably either talk to Eckhart, but I have nobody. Like, I have to figure all that shit out. Do you actually ride in the bike behind you? Yep, I actually rode it yesterday for 45 minutes. It sucked, but I like getting the exercise and I like the nostalgia. Okay, with the carb setup would be badass. if you go carb, how high would you be looking to rev it? Looking 9,000 RPMs, whatever the computer allows. Then the Caddy gets a supercharger when all the toys are done. You could probably touch a 7 on a stock bottom and Coyote in the Fairmont. That's what I want to do. If the car on a carburetor of 400 or a manual valve body 6R80 goes 799 carbureted turbo, chill out. Make it street-ish. Put a muffler on it. Drive it to get ice cream. Will you ever tinker with the older mod motors again? Older mod motors? What are you talking about? Older mod motors. I'm not a 5.4, 5.8 guy. After the GT500, about the last thing I want to do is fuck with more 5.4, 5.8 stuff. Contractor 556, what's up, brother? Quickest and fastest carb Coyote, no matter what it runs. Exactly. If you go carb, make it an E85 carb. Exactly. Jared, if it's going to be a carburetor, it's going to be E85 right off the rip. And it's going to be a tank in the front, pump in the front, everything in the front. I don't want anything out back except the catch can, choo-choo training off the back. That's it. Content is great. I can tell you're working your ass off to support Lund and 5 nice cars. Yeah, do the math. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but I'm trying to get you guys content. I'm trying to stay busy. I'm trying to learn as I go along. I just want you guys to come along for the ride and do cool shit. I'd get a 99-04 dual carb Coyote setup to learn the old school guys how to mess with carburetors. Not sure if anyone has asked you this, but what is your favorite street tire daily? None of my cars have like a regular conventional tire. Even the 13 GT has an ET Street SS because I want grip. None of my performance cars have a decent tire except the ZR1, and it has an R888, and it's not that good. At 700 ruble horsepower, it spins a tire, and it's a 335. So maybe a double R would be cool, but I don't ever want to get caught in any situation where it rains spontaneously here in Florida. It just drops on you. So I'm not a big fan of that, so I don't think I want to get caught out there with anything but at least an R888. Float could sink and flood the motor, cough, cough. I turn off the key. You'd know it. You'd hear it. You'd know it. What do you feel about 19 GT rollers worth salvage title but fixed body? What do you feel a 19 GT roller is worth salvage title but fixed body? Oh, nothing over 10 grand. Nothing over 10 grand. Planning on getting a new 9385 tune. What's the best way to get a hold of you? You don't get a hold of me. You get a hold of Lund Racing. Support at LundRacing.com. You cannot get a hold of me. You ever heard of people doing 50 to 130 rolls? I've only heard of one done digs, but the rolls have been 40. Talking about roll stuff. I love you. Raul says, oh, stop it. Your Turbo 400 or Glide? Turbo 400 because of the... boy, that's a good question. I've seen Turbo 400s blow up too, unless it's got like the Billy Badass stuff, the billet stuff. And that's going to cost you $12,000 to $15,000. Then you got to buy a converter for another $3,000. So a Billy Badass Turbo 400 is probably close to $20,000 by the time it's all said and done. Shifter, converter, reed case, Billy Badass shit, this valve body, these gears, all this stupid dumb stuff. I don't know how much of a comparable Power Glide would cost, so I don't know. Alex, I'm a couple minutes behind, but we can get you a custom Florida license plate for the Fairmont that says Fair Lane. No, because then some old guy's going to correct me. He's going to go, you know, that's a Fairmont, right? My mom took me in school to one of those. I remember, man, then my uncle got, you know, I went to take a shower with my uncle one time and it was really fucked up. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that. The Fairmont reminded me of that. No, thank you. What do I need for 103? Is this the peasant chat? Leo Esparza says, what do I need for a 133,000 Gen 1 motor, 1,000 mile motor to be able to hold 800 horsepower? You rebuild it. Tony from SRC Garage has a Fox that weighs under 2,000 pounds without driver. According to one of his old videos, Miss Midnight Vat Maverick. You guys are goofy. You guys watch her because of her ass. Right? You watch her because you watch her just like you say you don't watch Women Driven. I don't watch Women Driven. Fuck that. Someone sent me a picture of her new car and it's like a carbureted old piece of junk. And she's standing on it. And I'm like, how did you even find that picture? Oh, it just came across my feed. It came across your feed? Or do you follow her? You weirdo. Two-speed is 400. Two-speed 400 is the GOAT. Turbo 400 for the street. Glide for the track, in my opinion. Street Alpha Podcast. What's up, brother? Let's get that shirt coming, huh? Someone says I was the uncle. Jamie Easton says, shit makes me want to buy a Falcon like Brett LaSala now. A 2012 Boss 302 is a high 11-second quarter-mile car. It just needs a good traction. Props to the Gen 1 Coyote. Well, the Boss is Gen 1. Typically, yeah, technically it is. Clint Eastwood made a movie about called Grand Cherokee. you gotta love it. Gotta love it. Alex is boxing all these allergy demons right now. It's bad. It's really bad. AKA, he's talking about the gray mare. Oh, he's talking about the gray mare? So you guys must forgive me. I don't follow any of those things. The moment an ass is on the screen, I lose interest. My stupid channel is my dumb face. If I wanted more viewers and followers, I'd have a hot girlfriend and an ass. Actually, the last girl I dated, bro, she was a doll. She literally was a little doll. She was unbelievably good looking. But I never put her on camera because I respect the woman I'm with. And it is such a weird thing to use your significant other to channel followers to your shit. Like, do you not care enough about your lady to pimp her out virtually so that you can get followers for your stupid car content? To me, the moment I see that, I'm not holier than thou. I'm not better than anybody else. But what I'm saying is when I see cheap car content like that, I go, I'm good. By the way, so remember that girl that I made fun of because she was just showing her ass all over the place and, you know, look at my ass and this and that. And she said she could build engines and we all knew she could barely even fucking drive an auto car, right? So she got all mad. Then she blocked me on shit. Then she played the victim and shot herself. You know, I really hate it when these guys make fun of me. What do I need to do? I just want to make car content. You know? So I got messages from another car YouTuber female. She's like, hey, you know, I want to talk to you about that thing. And I'm like, here we go. She's going to start talking some shit. She goes, no, yeah, exactly. Brittany Automotive. So another girl hit me up and she's like, I just want to like commend you for pointing out that we car girls that are going out there and giving women the best content or guys the best content possible without showing our ass really struggle out there. I said, now, you know, she was a good looking girl. I said, you know, it doesn't hurt to show your face, but the moment your ass is front and center, guys like me that care about actual car content don't care. Hornballs that want to nail this chick, sure, they'll hit her up. So I thought we were on the same page on shit. Guess what she's got? Guys, guess what she got? After telling me that she was not one of these car girls, guess what she ended up getting? Someone said, Bih Automotive. Could you imagine? I have a friend that plans on getting a scat pack and might get the boosted route. I've heard horror stories about the 6.4 now responder to boost. Well, should they just get a Hellcat? Get a Hellcat. Get a Hellcat. Because why the fuck would you? I mean, it's going to get stolen. It's gonna be a problem. Do I even have Hellcats and Trackhawks? Or I got rid of it. I got rid of Hellcats and Trackhawks? Whoa. I can't believe I got rid of Hellcats and Trackhawks. No, shit. So, someone said, yep, exactly. Mendoza's Coyote. She got an OnlyFans. Oh, it's not naked. So I don't care. The thought of OnlyFans is pussy ass and, you know, paid private content. Do you think I'm going to pay you on OnlyFans to watch you remove spark plugs? Maybe if you're removing them with your asshole, maybe. But not, hey, look, the moment you get an OnlyFans, your credibility is bye-bye. And I was following her stuff, too. I was like, okay, maybe I can help. OnlyFans, bye. See you later. Pa'l carajo. Se acabó el party. Why would you ever even buy a Dodge, exactly? Where's Hellcats and Trackhawks? Intaker. Price is right. F yourself, Shug. I can't believe I got rid of Hellcats and Trackhawks. Yeah, I got rid of Hellcats and Trackhawks. I guess I played it too much. I'm going to buy my ESS kit tonight, and I'm going to go to the G2 because I only want... Okay, stop it, Mustang 1. Buy the G3. Nobody only ever wants 650 rural horsepower. The moment you're used to only 650 rural horsepower, you're going to pull it down and go, shit, I should have bought the G3. Buy the G3X, not the G3R, the G3X, and get 120 millimeter pulley. And if you ever get Jonesing for 900 horsepower, you already got the head unit. Don't do this goofy thing of buying a G2 because eventually you're going to want to buy a G3. Mustang, what if her OnlyFans is cooking recipes? Yeah, right. Actually, 115 on Pumpcast. You have the Gen 2, the Gen 2, so you can go 115. No Hellcats and Trackhawks where I'm at. You sold the Fox body yet? Yes. Lalo, I got a guy. Name's Kyle. Coming down. Okay, I don't have any money, but he was so serious. He's on my Patreon. He goes, Alex, I will get into a fucking bidding war if you get rid of that car. And I'm like, dude, I'm not looking to do a bidding war. I want to get content out of it, but if it becomes a problem like it has become, I'll get rid of it. And he's like, I'm in, bro. No problem. $8,000 cash. Pick it up. Here's the title. Shh. Have that cash. Fairmont shit incoming, and you can get Fairmont upgrades as I go. Like, I want to get the engine bay cleaned up, get the interior cleaned up. I want it to be painted. I want it to be a nice working canvas, and then I'll figure out what to do about everything else. Yes, exactly. I'm upgrading to a G3 head unit for the same reason. Did you and Mr. Senior get a date for the interview set up? No, sir. We are both extremely busy. I have this whole week booked on work, outside stuff, video stuff. I don't really have time this week. And the only time I really have is like late at night. And I don't want to be up till 12 at night interviewing Senior. Listen, Alex, I had a G2, just upgraded to the G3 and put a 4 level 2 system in it. When you sell a car, do you get disappointed in the new one when the new owner Turvy is out? Okay. When you sell a car, do you get disappointed if the new owner Turvy's it out? No, I don't care. I actually don't even want to tell me anything about the car. The moment the car is gone out of my hands, don't ever hit me up about that car ever again. I don't care what you did with it. I don't care if you went 9s. I don't care if it blew up. I don't care. It's out of my life. 313 Mike says, I came in late catching the culo and buying an Odin very soon. Piston rods, Gen 1 block, Gen 3 block, a budget man. Gen 3, short block. You're ahead of the game. Alex, you never did tell us what that song was Senior likes to jam out to. Ah, fuck me. Little John songs. Songs. No. No, that's not it. Oh my god. Oh, it's not. There's no chapters? Shit. What the fuck is the name of that song? Let me see. In the pit. Damn, let me see if I just fast forward. Let me see if I can hear. No, that's not it. That's not it. Get out of your mind! Maybe it's out of your mind. Maybe it's out of your mind? Be a put your hood up. Am I really all I really want for Chris to take it off? I like them girls. We outside. Diamonds. Snap your fingers. Turn down for what? No, bend over. No, gasolina. Out of your mind. Damn, I love Miami. In the pit. Put your hood up. Be a demasiado loca. Stop effing with me. Hey, take it off. I like that. Well, this is the worst fucking sounding shit ever. No, I don't know. I don't know. Let me text Senior. Actually, maybe Junior would know. Let me see. Log looks promising. But he didn't. Hey, Junior, do you know the song your dad likes that Little John sings or plays? No, I'll ask you. Hey, John, do you know the song that your dad jams out to by Lil Jon? I remember he played it at World Cup last year, right before we went in for the finals, coming in from the hotel. Okay, let me see. It says error? Oh, there we go. So we'll see. Before we go, I'm going to see which song is the one that Senior likes to jam out to. It's not Turned Down for What? It's the Star Spangled Banner. Yes, that's exactly it. Scat packs are the most useless dodge. Expensive is slower than an NA Gen 1. Don't lie. We all know Senior out there jamming to Barbie Girl. Getting that Roy Jones shit. Just don't play 7-9 Diddy clapping cheeks. Oh, come on. This is not the song that Senior likes to jam out to.
Oh, my God. Fucking shit. Fucking ass. Oh, shit.
Wow. Unreal. Come on, Junior. Come on. Why aren't you on, Junior? Why aren't you, like, replying immediately? I know you got 3 kids and a wife, but you got to reply to me ASAP. Nah, he's not on. Fuck it. Shit is an hour and a half. No Diddy clip. Show is slipping player. I just played it. Oh, John Senior's a classic rock dude. So some, no, Senior likes, geez, my voice is gone. Senior likes Phil Collins. When we drove from Florida to Texas, we heard like all of Genesis's songs and Phil Collins, Hall & Oates, Doobie Brothers, all that, light-eyed soul shit. All right, guys, he's not answering, so we're good. All right, I'm gonna Alpha Street Alpha. You didn't know what's going on. I can't believe you don't remember this, Street Alpha. Wow, unbelievable. All right, yeah. I'm gonna get out of here. So, congratulations to Brella Sala for going $3.99 and all of his people behind him: Rife, Motion, the transmission guy, ProTorque, FFRE, Joe Irwin. Jim, everyone, congrats. $3.99 in the eighth is nothing to sneeze at in whatever platform, especially a wet deck coyote that's 302 cubic inches. Billy, badass stuff. I also talked about why I had to get rid of the notch, because the notch is going to be a rabbit hole that I might chase, and it might be more expensive, and then I'll have 2 cars that are not running. Actually, 3, because the Fairmont doesn't run. I didn't want to have that, so I sold it to a guy named Kyle. Hopefully he picks it up. And then we talked some shit for a little bit, and I hung out with you guys for a while. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll be back on Thursday for YDBT Daily. Talk a little bit then. I'm probably going to release a video. I don't think I can release one Wednesday. It's real tough to get something done. I'll try to get... The only time I really have to do video is weekend stuff. So I'll try to get 2 or 3 videos made on Saturday so that I can then dole them out during the week, and we'll talk some shit during the week on those. Have a good rest of your Tuesday. I will see you guys on Thursday.